Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Board of Supervisors candidate Marty Van Vliet. All right, well, first of all, why did you want to run for Marion County Board of Supervisors?
I think I come to a point in my life where I have some extra time, and I think I wanted to give back to the county that I've lived in my whole entire life. I've grown up here. My wife is from here. Every one of my family members is from here. And I think I have some skills that I can give back to the county.
Well, talk about your history. Talk about your job history. Talk about what skills you think you're going to bring to the Marion County Board of Supervisors if elected.
Sure. Longtime farmer from the Otlay-Pella area. I've also served on some national cattle breed boards. Just recently retired from the American Maine Angio Association, where I was the president three of the last 4 years and was in charge of a lot of shuffling around. And so I've had some experience with some big budgets, a lot of people that maybe weren't happy with things and how they were going, and I was able to work through that. And I think we got everyone happy when we were done with what we did there, to where the board and our breed association is doing very well right now. So I think I can bring to the county the ability to listen, work through some problems that some of the people might have with what the county is doing, and hopefully make an intelligent, common sense answer to what needs to be done.
Talk about some of the issues that you think Marion County residents face today. I mean, it's obviously everybody wants just a little bit of help. Everybody needs something provided by the county. What do you think they face?
Sure. As I went around and got the signatures for my nomination form, the first question everyone asked is, can you fix my road? I'm not saying that that's a real issue, but that is one that obviously they thought about it or they wouldn't have asked that. I think that's the road department is the huge issue for the Board of Supervisors. I think the next question would be is that you get the people in the committees that they appoint to be the people that can take care of that job so that it's not, I think when you have the right leaders below you, you look awfully smart as a leader, as a Board of Supervisor.
Talk about some of the things that farmers have to deal with today, because again, that's a huge purview, and you obviously have personal experience of that for the Board of Supervisors.
Sure, money. You're very limited on your income, and I think the county is limited on their income. So you need to be very efficient and make very wise decisions with how you spend the money and even your time and resources as far as people in the county that the farm there. There's only so many hours in a day, and you make sure that you get all of your things done that have to be done. And I think that's what we need to worry about with the county is getting the things that need to be done for the people in the county.
What do you think the Board of Supervisors now, the current one, is doing well, and what do you think they can improve upon?
You know, I'm not sure I want to answer that question. I think they've done a very good job so far. I'm not trying to call anyone out and say one thing or another. I think that I just want to be able to add to what they've been doing.
Well, again, you talked about solving problems on the cattle board and the cattle breed association. Talk about some of the issues that you had to have to navigate through that and some of the issues you talked about budgets that you think might translate well over on the Board of Supervisors.
Sure. So the biggest issue we had with our cattle board is we replaced our CEO that had been there 25 years. And so I spearheaded the search and the hiring of our new man. And it's been a very rewarding experience as far as having to go through all that. And so in the county, you know, I hopefully... County engineer is the big one, and I think that he's a well-received, good young guy. Hopefully he's here for a very long time. But I think that it's more of an issue of putting the right people in the committees that they appoint. It's because that affects some of the people a lot, and you don't realize that. When you live in Pella, you may not realize the problems that are going on in Attica or in Melcher that the people in Pella are realizing. So you need to have a wide-open approach on all the problems of the whole county and be able to understand all of those things.
What's the best way, in your opinion, to get that message out there to try and educate the people of Pella or the people of Knoxville about how residents kind of have those different problems?
Yeah, I think we're talking to them right here. I think the radio in Marion County is fantastic. They've done a fantastic job. I just have two kids that went through the sports systems in Pella. I've been able to drive home and re-listen to the ball games, and our radio station is fantastic. Print media, you know, it's a good way, but I think that the internet and the radio station have done a fantastic job of educating the people.
Well, we obviously appreciate that very much. Give one final sales pitch on why people should vote for you for Marion County Board of Supervisors.
I think that I could bring to the County Board of Supervisors a very common sense approach with a person that doesn't get angry quickly, has the ability to listen to everyone, and hopefully make a very common sense, intelligent decision.
Thanks to Marty Van Vliet for joining us on today's program. You can find his interview and other Marion County Board of Supervisors candidates' interviews on our website, kniakrls.com.